Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-Powered Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. As Jimmy was saying on the intro, that you can also go to freedomstreet.org. You can get a newsletter there. You can download if you've got a good printing system. And you can also get Word Power for every hour. You can also listen to the radio shows. I've got, how many radio shows do we have up there, Matt? 2 years? Something like that. So you can go to freedomstreet.org and you can get a newsletter. You can get Word Power Bible Guide. Some of you need a Bible guide. Oh, I'm just reading the Bible here and there. Go get a Bible guide. And if you want one, a real hard copy like I send out, call me after the show at 1-866-917-7256. My heart leaps for joy and I will give thanks to him in song. Now, I've been doing that in song for a long time. I remember my first time I sang in front of people. I was 4 years old. I sang Away in the Manger at Christmas time, holding a doll. Oh, that was my first recollection of doing that kind of thing. Oh, praise God. But you can leap for joy even if you are tone deaf. You can leap for joy and sing a song of praise. God loves your singing. Even though you say, oh, I don't have a voice. I can't sing. I can't carry a melody. Just hallelujah. I love you, Lord. That's a good one. That's a good thanks to him. God bless you. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. Let's do that in first person singular. In him I live and move and have my being. Again, in him I live and move and have my being. That's from Acts 17:28. Oh, such a great verse of scripture. I got this from Carlene, an email by Wayne Allen Root, and he is a broadcaster. He has a syndicated radio show, and he says, I was honored to spend time with former President Donald J. Trump. And he had an interview with him. We covered a ton of important topics, including the rigged election, COVID-19, China, and the witch hunt against him. And this was in June of 2021, which coming up, it will be, it was probably 9 months ago. But all of that pales in comparison to the most important idea that came out of our talk, a solution. Oh, don't you like solutions? I like solutions. A way to save America, a way to take back America. President Trump appeared to be fascinated by my idea. He'd clearly never heard it before, but Trump wasn't the only one who liked the idea. I received thousands of emails and texts overnight. Wow, that's amazing, because most of the time, you know, I maybe get 150 to 200 emails, and this guy, Wayne Allen Root, got thousands of emails, and virtually every one of them said this idea was brilliant and could change the course of history. This idea gets conservatives excited and motivated again. So I know I've struck a chord. Are you ready to hear it? Are you ready to change history? Well, I want Trump to run for a House seat in 2022. That's this year. Pick a winnable Republican district in Florida where the president lives and is loved. I promise 74 million plus Trump voters will get excited. They will volunteer, donate, spread the word, and yes, many will move to your district in Florida to help elect you, Mr. President. This isn't about one house seat with with Trump campaigning and leading the battle, Republicans will sweep to victory in 2022 with the biggest GOP voter turnout in history. We will win a GOP House landslide by 40 to 60 seats, just like 2010 and 2014. Now to the important part of my plan. The GOP Congress then elects Trump as Speaker of the House, the second most important and powerful job in America. From that platform, Trump rules Washington, D.C. for the next 2 years. You know, Nancy Pelosi's been doing it. Oh, God help her. He is President Joe Biden's worst nightmare. Speaker of the House Trump can open a dozen criminal investigations against Biden. He can lead the impeachment of Biden. How ironic would that be? He can block every single Biden bill. He will stop the Biden agenda dead in its tracks. And don't forget, Speaker of the House Trump, this sounds kind of nice, doesn't it? Can sit behind Biden for each State of the Union address. I can't wait to watch that. I told Trump he would become an American folk hero. His legend will grow even bigger. His brand and actions will dominate Washington politics leading into 2024. From that platform, folk hero Trump wins the presidency again in 2024, after first saving America from the Biden disaster. Trump was clearly fascinated by this idea. He should be. It's a game changer for Trump, for the GOP, and for America. The seed has been planted, and you know how when you plant a seed, God just takes off with that seed, multiplies and multiplies. We're going to talk about that today. I hope and pray that the course of history will be changed. Oh, that sounds great. And if you want to pray for that end, you can start praying right now. Thank you, Father God, that you're going to give us an opportunity to see Donald Trump as Speaker of the House in Congress. Woo! Ah, that's amazing. Living from our memory verse for this week, I get all off on Speaker of the House and I forget what I'm going to talk about. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 is our memory verse for the week. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro. See, he's moving to and fro to see how many seeds are being planted throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. And from the Living Translation, 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 says, the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. And it's a time when we need to be strengthened in our spirit, strengthened in our minds, strengthened in our bodies. And so that's an important scripture. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I am thankful. Here we go with thankful again. My heart leaps for joy and I will give thanks to him in song. What I was reading at the very beginning of this program today. I am thankful for the relationships God has placed in my life. They are a blessing to me and I hope that I am a blessing to them. God brought us together and Satan will not tear us apart. I will learn to love them more dearly, forgive them more quickly, and show them the same patience I want them to show me. I am richly blessed with some of the best friends I could ever ask for. Amen. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. I can say a hearty amen to that. And I'm sure those of you who are listening, you have friends that you count closer than even your biological family. Praise the Lord. As I was talking to Precious Kimberly and Dana on Sunday, Dana told us a very interesting story about her workplace. She has a very controlling, and she does enjoy her work, but she has a very controlling boss where work all day long is very important. And no laughing, no conversation. She has cameras in every room and outside their designated work area is to just to meet the approval of the boss. So last Thursday, Tia, a fellow employee of Dana's, was fired. And this has been the third time she's been fired. God bless her. She's an example of an employer keeping an eye on a less confident employee who then, when they miss a step in the employer's eyes, they're fired. And I have worked under those kinds of people early on in my life. And it is horrible. It is just horrible to feel like you've got the eyes on you all the time. Now, Dana likes working with Tia. So while Tia was cleaning out her desk, Dana did a very, very confident thing. very bold thing. Dana went to the office and said to the owner and Summer, his wife, the one who fired Tia, "I would like to have a word with you." And so they sat down with Dana, and the owner knew nothing about the firing. So Dana sat down with them and told them that Tia has been a very hard worker in spite of Summer's overbearing. She said this, in spite of Summer's overbearing and microscopic eye of criticism. Now, this could have gotten Dana fired, but Dana has realized in the last 5 months that she's been working there that she is a valuable employee. Okay, so this builds up her confidence. The owner said that Tia would be reinstated and acknowledged that Dana was a very wise mediator. Kimberly and I were just all smiles when Dana was telling us this. Summer, the owner's wife, apologized to the employees. Dana says in the 5 months she's been there, she's never apologized. Now, that's a big moment in a company like this. Dana told us the Holy Spirit has helped her to be loving even when she's seen unfair criticism of her fellow employees. Dana knows she's there for more than just doing her job and filling in the hours. She's there to be a witness and learn what it is to be confident. And yes, friends, I think bold also comes in there. Confident and bold, not only about her work, but about doing God's work on the job. I believe that many times Christians look for work for money, for more money, more money. I want to get a job where I have lots of benefits, good retirement, and more money. And they don't realize that God has called them to a situation that needs healing and a new direction of communication. We finally said together at lunch, "I cast not away my confidence, for it has a great reward, for I have need of endurance, so that when I have done the will of God," the will of God, not my employer, the will of God, "I will receive what was promised." That's Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. I believe that God has sent Dana to this company to bring peace and calm and a new vision of God over the owner and his wife. I believe that. They call themselves Christians. So Dana can really prophesy over them and believe that God is going to go to work in their lives. So thank you for praying for Dana. If you think of Dana, D-A-Y-N-A, pray for her. She's a mighty woman of God. And just Sunday, she said, "I'm really enjoying my life, Mom, more than ever." She's going to be 51 in February. Oh, what a joy for a mother. Oh, and of course, Kimberly is in an entirely different situation, and she is more than a conqueror. "I've never seen God fail to bring about a spirit of salvation, peace, and joy in these situations with our loved ones when they're kind of on the brink and you're just speaking a spirit of salvation over them, that they would hunger and thirst for righteousness." And you can find that in Matthew 5, verse 6. That they would hunger and thirst. Put their name in there. "Thank you, Father God, that I thank you for George hungering and thirsting after your righteousness. And Father God, this verse says you will fill them." Hallelujah. Oh, at the beginning of a new year, you may experience a loss of energy and enthusiasm. You know, Christmas is over. You've taken down the tree and the decorations, and your house seems so minimal and sparse and not as fun as when all the lights were aglow. And your hometown football team is not in the playoffs. Oh, those poor Broncos. And you're not really looking forward to this year. Besides, your tax return is due here shortly, and you hate getting all those receipts together and trying to figure out what you owe, because all these things change from year to year, what IRS expects you to do. So, you must learn to take steps that will get your enthusiasm back. Do you know the word enthusiasm comes from entheo, in God? That's where you find enthusiasm, friend, in God. And he will give you some motivation toward a new goal. If you have seen rough days in the past, the best advice I can give you is to clear out all the cobwebs of accusations from the enemy. Look at all that you've accomplished with all the opposition you have coming from all sides, and begin to thank God that you're here in the new year in one piece. Yeah, you got here in one piece. And if you aren't in one piece, God is the one who can put you back together better than you ever imagined when you just yield to him, just yield it all up to God. I'm talking about being alive in the spirit. Now, if you don't like that answer, being alive in the, oh, here she goes. She's going to go to the Bible again. She's going to talk to us about the Bible. Then you're listening to the wrong broadcast. I mean, because that's all you're going to hear from me. The Word of God, the power of the Word of God in your life depends on your faith in that Word. And that's all you're going to hear from me, because that's how it's, I have gotten out of all these so impossible. And some of the situations I've been in have seemed impossible situations is the power of the Word of God in my life when I believe it. God wants you to be free of all entanglements and detours this year. He gives you His goal for this new year. And you know where I find it? Well, this is the one goal. You might hear it from other guys, other people, other evangelists, other teachers. But it's found in Galatians 5:13 through 23. And that's called a freedom's verse of Scripture. For you were called to freedom. You were called to freedom. Beloved, you were called to freedom. See, right off the bat, God is telling you He loves you. Beloved, you are called to freedom. You, God has called you to live a life of freedom. Anything else is not of Him. Nope. Anything else. When you feel a tightening and a perspiration and you're feeling kind of anxious, apprehensive about what's being happening or what somebody is saying to you, you know it is not from Him. But don't view this wonderful freedom as an excuse to set up a base of operations in the natural realm, in the flesh. Constantly love each other and be committed to serve one another. This is from Galatians 5:13 through 23. Serve one another, for all the law can be summarized in one grand statement. Demonstrate love to your neighbor even as you care for and love yourself. But if you continue to criticize and come against each other over minor issues, it's like I've been angry with somebody and they say, well, what were you angry about? Oh, I don't remember. Do you know? Have you heard people say, oh, I don't remember. I was just mad at the time. You're acting like wild beasts trying to destroy one another, and you're made in the image and likeness of God. Let me emphasize this. As you yield to the dynamic life and power of Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self life. When your self-life craves the things that are that offend Holy Spirit, you hinder Him from living free within you. And Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your self-life, your selfishness, from dominating you. Listen to Him. Listen to that voice. It may be tiny now. It may be a whisper. But listen, and as you recognize Him and live for Him, that voice will become more and more pronounced in your life. Now, some of you, I've asked you, do you hear from God? No. God bless you. God bless you. But as that tiny voice, as you ask God about something, be quiet. Quiet yourself. And that voice will become more and more pronounced. And as a result of not getting your flesh under control, the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your selfish life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit. And it's going to be a battle until you get your selfishness under control. But when you yield to the life of the Spirit, you will no longer be living under the law, but soaring above it. The behavior of the self-life is obvious. Sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography. And some of you say, oh, I've never committed adultery. I've never had a lustful thought. I've never had pornography or watched pornography. Well, listen to this next one in verse 20 of Galatians 5, chasing after things instead of God. Boy, we can all fit into that phrase, chasing after things instead of God. Manipulating others. Oh, trying to get your point across so you manipulate. Try to control. Hatred of those who get in your way. Senseless arguments. Resentment when others are favored. Temper tantrums. Angry quarrels. Only thinking of yourself. Being in love with your own opinions. Whoa, that's a lot of selfishness, isn't it? Being envious of the blessings of others. Comparing, always comparing yourself to others. Murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties. Well, you know, some of us don't have wild parties. We have great parties. And all other similar behavior. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their, quote, freedom for these abominable things will not inherit the kingdom of God? But the fruit produced by Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. And when you reach that level, friend, you're going to be soaring and flying like an eagle, just like Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, flying like an eagle, running and not being weary. Here's Ken Miedema.
Like an eagle flying, like an eagle flying, like an eagle running and not being weary, walking and not fainting at all. Flying like an eagle, running and not being weary, he who saves you not let you fall. When your days go by at a crazy pace and your life seems so like a frantic race and you sometimes think you just can't stand the strain. When a trifle threatens to blow your mind and relief is something you cannot find and you cannot get yourself together again. Let it all go for a while. Do you need your strength to be restored? Close your eyes, see the vision in His word for everyone who waits upon the Lord. It's a vision of flying like an eagle, running and not being weary, walking and not fainting at all. Flying like an eagle, running and not being weary, he who saves you will not let you fall. The aspirin that you took last night doesn't really help you to feel all right, and there's just no use in trying anymore. When the world has torn your defense away and you cannot make it another day and your life lies bruised and broken on the floor, you better stop. Let it all go for a while. Need your strength to be restored. Close your eyes and see the vision in His word for everyone who waits upon the Lord. It's a vision of flying like an eagle, running and not being weary, walking not fainting at all. Flying like an eagle, running and not being weary, he who saves you will not let you fall. An eagle flying, like an eagle flying, like an eagle flying.
Amen. Such gifted people we're going to see in heaven. Oh, I love that. He who saves you will not let you fall. I remember when he was a guest in our home. He was just so wonderful. John just admired that man so much, his playing, his ability totally blind, but oh, so gifted of the Lord. Oh. Matthew 14 talks about Jesus ministering to the multitude, and you know this story, that he fed the 5,000, and not including women and children, and starting with just two fish and five loaves of bread, they fed thousands of people. But how did he perform that miracle? Looking up to heaven, he gave thanks, broke the pieces of bread, and gave them to the disciples. He looked to heaven and gave thanks. He gave thanks, and the miracle happened. That's the secret. That's the key to miracles. Giving thanks is a crucial part of a life of fullness and blessing. On top of that, it also gives you the power to perform the miracles of multiplication. Yeah, you can do this. You do what he did. You don't look at how little you have or how big your problem is or how impossible the situation is. You don't panic. You don't complain. You don't get discouraged over not having enough. You take the little you have, whatever good there is, no matter how small or inadequate it is, and you do what Jesus did. You lift it up to the Lord, you give thanks for it, and the blessings you have will multiply, if not in the world, then in your heart, and that's where it needs to start. The more you give thanks, the less you will hunger, and the more full and blessed you will be. Give thanks. Oh, today I tell you, give thanks, friend. Whatever you have, no matter how much or how little, give thanks even for what is not enough. It will multiply to become what is enough and what is more than enough. Practice that key. Then get started multiplying the bread in your life. You're serving the God of more than enough. I want you to know, when you ask the Lord for something, then you give thanks more than enough, because you know who your Lord is? He is more than enough. He's El Shaddai, God Almighty, the all-sufficient one who has promised to meet all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And that's why you thank him, because you know he will keep his promise to you. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ concerning you. It's been so good being with you today. Praise God. Just fly like an eagle. Thank him for all that you have, and he will bless you abundantly. I'll see you tomorrow, and Kimberly will be on the show with me tomorrow. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.